So the next session is about to start. Please take a seat and quiet down. Thank you. So we will hear about lessons after 3 years of cloudless Kubernetes.
So hello, everyone. I see this is a pretty packed room, so thanks a lot for attending. And let's talk about Kubernetes today. So my name is Nadia. I like infrastructure. Here you have my website where you have where you can see the information about me. And now let's jump into the fun start, to the fun stuff. So what are we going to talk today? So I'm going to give a brief introduction of self-managed Kubernetes, and then I'm going to talk about some of the tools that I use that make life easy for me, in hope that this gives you some pointers in case you want to attempt this. So let's start with a show of hands. We are going to do once, so please bear with me. Please raise your hand and keep it up if you interact with Kubernetes regularly. Use your own definition of regularly. Okay, good solid 90%. Please keep it up. So lower down, or rather keep it up still, if you also manage your own control plane. Okay, still pretty good. Good. So I'm going to still go through the first section, but I'll try to make it speedy. You can lower all your hands now. Don't get tired. Okay, so let's start with a very quick introduction to self-managed Kubernetes. To do that, let's also talk about what I mean when I say I run Kubernetes outside of the cloud. So outside of the cloud, by my own definition, yours may vary, is when you run Kubernetes in your own hardware. So let's say you need to care about the hard drives that are in there, and you need to care about the memory that you have in there. When you manage your own control plane, that comes with the, that was pretty much obvious one, and you do not rely or try to not rely on external services provided by others as much as possible, right? For example, DNS, that's a hint about a demo we're going to make. So what's a Kubernetes? Most of you will know this already because you raised your hand, right? So let's go with about it real quick. So a Kubernetes, and by that I mean a Kubernetes node, is just a kubelet process that is properly configured and running. And that's the reason to it. The kubelet will do stuff, will connect to the Kubernetes API, will find some pods that are tagged with its node name, and will run them. Now, interesting thing is that the kubelet binary runs on a typically Linux system. It has some configuration and flags, files, and whatnot. It depends on other binaries, for example, your container runtime or your CNI, and it should typically be started at boot, right? So this looks very familiar. This sounds very familiar. This looks like just a Linux daemon, right? A Linux service. So in the end, what's a Kubernetes node but just a Linux box with something running on it? So let's talk about control planes now. So what's a control plane? So very roughly speaking, most of you will know this already, it's a series of services that make Kubernetes work. And we have a bunch of them, but roughly we have an API, a REST-ish API. We have a database, typically etcd. And we also have a bunch of clients that do stuff with the API, right? And these services, this API, this database, these other clients, sometimes run inside of Kubernetes itself. And that's pretty fun. These services are obviously very critical, right? So we dedicate a whole machine most of the time, sometimes many, to run these services. So when we talk about a control plane node, it's just a node that happens to run these services on it. So there is not a lot of mysticism on it. And I promise this is the last city meme. From now on, everything on the left is going to be YAML. You will feel like at home. So how does a control plane look in cluster? You can see the pods in there. I'm not going to go over them. You can see the CNI, you can see yada, yada. So you may be wondering, so if the control plane lives inside Kubernetes most of the time, and is the control plane the one that typically creates the pods because the kubelet needs to connect to the control plane, to the API, who starts the control plane, right? That might be a